The following program was taped before an audience of no one.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Bring the beef. You're about to get a big plate of spaghetti bolognese. I'm Bill Curtis, and here is your host, a man who Peter Sagal is hoping does a terrible job. Maz Jobrani.
Thank you, Bill. I am Maz Jobrani, and I'm so excited to be back guest hosting for a second week in a row. As you know, Peter and his wife had a baby boy last week, so he's taken a little time off to be with them. Who knew that raising a kid took more than a week? While Peter is knee-deep in diapers, why don't you give us a call and play our games? The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Now it's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, my name is Jackie McCune. I'm calling from Ormond Beach, Florida.
Hello, Jackie McCune from Ormond Beach, Florida. Thanks for joining us. What do you do over there?
I teach high school.
Ooh, wow. How brave of you. Are you guys, I'm in California. Are you guys doing in-person schooling right now?
So we're doing like the in-person and remote at the same time, the hybrid. So yeah, I have kids in front of me. I also have kids on Zoom.
So which do you prefer, the in-person or the Zoom?
Honestly, if everything was perfect, probably the face-to-face. But you know what? We do what we can.
Well, we appreciate what you're doing over there teaching these kids in Florida and Ormond Beach. And we appreciate you being here with us.
Thank you.
Let me introduce you to our panel. First up, a comedian you can see doing the 5 o'clock somewhere news on Instagram and YouTube, Adam Burke.
Hi. Hi. How's it going, Jackie?
Next, a contributing writer for the New York Times and host of the climate justice podcast, Mothers of Invention, Maeve Higgins.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Maeve.
And correspondent for CBS Sunday Morning and author of the New York Times bestselling Mobituaries, Great Lives Worth Reliving, Mo Rocca.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Mo.
Welcome to the show, Jackie. You're going to play Who's Bill This Time? Bill Curtis is going to read you 3 quotes from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain 2 of them, you'll win our prize, any voice you choose from our show on your voicemail. You ready?
Sure am.
All right. Your first quote is from a 91-year-old British man on Tuesday.
Well, there's no point in dying now when I've lived this long, mate.
That man was talking to CNN after he became one of the first people in the world to get what?
The COVID vaccine.
Yes, right. The first dose of the COVID vaccine went to a 90-year-old woman in Britain on Monday. She received the honor by camping out all week in front of a Walgreens to be first in line. Now, this part is true. The second vaccine went to a guy whose actual name is William Shakespeare. I guess he decided to be. Get it? Yeah. I got more. He Hamlet them give him the vaccine.
You've had all days to come up with this, Maz.
I hope they didn't give it to him in the Coriolanus.
Oh, see, that's the problem. By this point in the week, all the good Shakespeare jokes have been taken, you see? We're only left with the minor characters.
Oh, we're left with those horrible dramedies.
The
problem plays. Ugh.
Well, you guys know, first of all, they're giving it to seniors first because, well, what's the worst that could happen?
Not seniors in high school. Seniors.
Seniors.
Unless you know it was a senior who went back to high school to meet somebody.
Oh, hello. That is a great pitch, Maeve. Get that to your agent right away.
And did you see that the woman who got it in England was actually Irish? Not that it matters, but she actually was Irish. Is Irish.
Oh, the first lady that got it was Irish?
Of course it was an Irish woman. They heard they were giving away free shots and she just elbowed people out of the way.
Adam, that's a good
Guys,
joke.
Can I just say, I just want to say, I feel a little pressure being the only non-Irish panelist. I mean, it's kind of giving me an ulster, the pressure.
Oh, my God.
But
I think that's the problem. That's going to be part of the public relations thing with the vaccine, though, because they're giving it to 90-year-olds. And then they're like, look, they're all better. And everyone's like, are they, though?
Because how do you tell?
I mean, she still looks 90.
It's going to be a bunch.
Very
it's going to be a
it's gonna be a bunch of 90-year-olds going on tour around the world. But that's just the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, it's, right. It's like a global cocoon. I love it.
All right, let's go on to Jackie's next quote.
I'm a little intoxicated. I'm not going to lie.
That was a young Mark Zuckerberg on the night he got the idea for a website, which this week was sued by 46 states. What website?
Facebook.
Yes, Jackie. On Tuesday, we got the news that attorneys general from 46 states plus D.C. and Guam have filed an antitrust case against Facebook. Although we saw this news on Facebook, so who knows if it's true. So Facebook responded to the lawsuit from 46 states by buying those 46 states.
Oh, no. Can I just say that the way that Maz said and Guam reminded me a little bit of like Angelica, Eliza, and Peggy. Like you kind of on the end of and Guam, like it was a punchline.
And Guam.
But that's kind of how it feels when Guam kind of tags along into this lawsuit.
And what about American Samoa? Like what's up with them and Mark Zuckerberg? Because they usually are just totally tagging along with Guam. But is this like their rebellious stage now?
This feels like a really niche stand-up routine you're doing here. What's the deal with American Samoa?
It does feel a little bit like let's mock the protectorates. Let's all come out as the imperialists we truly are.
Would one of you guys open for me at Nat Geo? I would love
that. So they're trying to break up Facebook. Now, if successful, the suit will force Facebook to break up into smaller companies like iBook, Nosebook, Earbook, Elbow Book.
I heard Zuckerberg was so upset. He looked so upset. He blinked.
That guy, I mean, what if they sued me and I was worth $50 billion, I'd be like, eh, whatever. I mean, why would he even wake up and go to the court? Like, just let it go. We just live your life.
Just let it go. Get yourself an eyelash tint and stop having bad ideas that ruin the world. That's what, yes, I did 20 years ago. Look at me now.
Your eyelashes look great and you've done so much good for the world, man.
Thank you so much.
Well, here's your last quote.
Wiggle, 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 like a bowl of soup.
Those were some of the many lyrics obviously worth $300 million as who sold their entire music catalog this week.
Is it Bob Dylan?
Yes, Jackie, it is Bob Dylan. He sold his entire music catalog to Universal for $300 million. Man, that'll buy a lot of... The truth is, you know, Universal's not sure what they got because the negotiation was like... They thought they got the catalog. He thought he sold them his cat and dog.
Miles, can you tell us what that mumble is written as on the script?
It's written as indecipherable. Indecipherable.
That's my favorite song of his, by the way.
That indecipherable.
The indecipherable blues.
I want him to use that money to now buy Taylor Swift's catalog and re-record it. This is a cue for somebody to, a la Bob Dylan, sing a Taylor Swift song, which I can't summon at the moment.
No, but no, it's better. It's better that you don't. I just want to see Bob Dylan with like a French braid outside in the woods in like a plaid shirt.
You know whose catalog he could buy, because I don't know if you guys heard about this. Stevie Nicks also sold, yes, her catalog this week. So, yeah, leading Apple to introduce the new Fleetwood MacBook. It's just like a normal MacBook, except it sleeps with all of your other electronics.
Yes.
A dated burn, but still a burn.
I'm looking forward to the headline in 6 months' time when Bob Dylan breaks his own neck with a solid gold harmonica holder.
You know, but it is crazy that Bob Dylan, of all people, is selling out. I mean, what about the days when he was a pure artist who only did Victoria's Secret commercials and a Pepsi commercial and an IBM commercial? You know, we shouldn't be shocked he sold out. We should be amazed at how many times one guy could sell out.
Wait, he did an IBS commercial?
IBM, not IBS.
Oh,
I would have respected him more if he'd done an IBS commercial.
He is his voice is the sound of IBS. That's what it's. That sounds like a stomach that's in distress.
Bill, how did Jackie do?
Jackie was wonderful. All three. She'll go back to that high school and be a hero. Thanks, Jackie.
Jackie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Jackie.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jackie.
Bye.